Hello and welcome to this CertSecurity.com podcast, Top 5 Concerns with DNSSEC Deployments. I am Kara Gatine. In this featured podcast from our Integration of Networking and Security School, we're going to discuss the top 5 concerns in DNSSEC deployments and the issues security teams need to consider to avoid them. Joining me today is Shar Sample, Security Solution Engineer at CERT, located at Carnegie Mellon University. Thanks for joining us today, Shar.
Thank you, Kara, for having me today.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. Before we get started, I want to mention to our audience that this podcast is part of CertSecurity.com's Network Infrastructure School, which includes an article, a webcast, and a quiz by Shar, which you can visit at CertSecurity.com/guides/security schools. So, Shar, before we get to the top five concerns, tell me, what's the current state of DNSSEC deployments, and what are you seeing right now?
Well, we are seeing an uptick in deployments. Really, we've seen it growing steadily for the last couple of years. Oddly enough, we're seeing, well, actually it's not that odd, but we are seeing quite an increase in the deployments with IPv6 because IPv6 is so highly dependent on DNS.
And we have been hearing about IPv6 for years, so it's about time it's getting some security attention.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it'll get a lot more attention in the near future.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yes. All right, so let me set the stage for our listeners. Here's how this works. I'm going to present Shar several important issues regarding DNSSEC deployments, and she'll take a few minutes to respond to each one. So, Shar, let's get started.
Okay.
Concern number 5 is the lack of monitoring. Can you elaborate?
Yes. Right now, DNS is because of its infrastructure, trusted infrastructure role, people have not really given much thought to monitoring it. But what we find is because it is an infrastructure service, it's a great place to find out if something is going wrong on your network. So if you are monitoring your site usage, you can capture things like illegal tunnels going on between your site and other sites, fast flux behavior, people going to sites that they just shouldn't be going to. There's just a wealth of information contained in DNS data.
That's really interesting. So let's keep it moving. Concern number 4 is the lack of functionality splitting. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Sure. Normally, most sites put their recursive resolver, the caching server, and their authoritative server all on one host. And this has become a problem because your authoritative server is the server that is accessed by the Internet. And so when we have cache poisoning and things like that happening, we have access to the cache from the Internet. Now, if we can separate out the caching name server and the recursive resolver from the authoritative name server, we can have the Internet querying the authoritative name server only and have our own security mechanisms around that. And then we can have our local users being the ones that are accessing the recursive resolver and the caching name server.
Yeah, I just want to mention to our audience, Shar, that you did cover this quite extensively in your webcast, so I recommend that they go check that out. Okay, so moving on to concern number 3 on our list is key management.
Yes, key management is a problem with DNSSEC. There's not an easy way to do it, unfortunately. And there are two important keys that you have to be aware of that you're managing with DNSSEC. So when we sign our zone, we use a zone signing key, and there is an automated process for signing your zone and actually for rolling over that key. But you also have to have your key signing key so that you can validate the signed zone. Now, your zone, because there's not a public infrastructure in place that just manages all this for you, these keys have to be exchanged between children up to the parents, and parents can manage the children's keys, and you can go ahead and send it on up to the next one up in the chain. Most of these sends are done out of band or manually.
Bit complicated there, that key signing key.
Yes,
very interesting, though. I love that stuff. All right, so concern number 2 is the lack of administrative support. Tell me about that.
Okay, this is interesting. I was working on a paper for school last year when I stumbled on this one. March last year, it was found that even amongst the experts, like the people who really know DNS well and know sysadmin well, the majority of these administrators are not comfortable managing DNSSEC. So when we talk about key management in our earlier question, and now we're talking about how these people are not comfortable managing it, you can see where we can get into trouble really quickly with key management issues, and now they could end up, keys could get compromised, sends could get resigned with bad keys, et cetera.
So, Sharp, we're at the number one concern, and that is overestimating the capabilities of DNSSEC. How so?
There are several ways that people overestimate the capabilities of DNSSEC. First of all, we have to remember that DNSSEC is only available to take care of data modification. It does absolutely nothing with denial of service attacks. It does nothing with the tunneling problem that we had mentioned earlier. So it makes it, people oftentimes say, hey, I'm running DNSSEC, everything's fine with DNS, I don't have to worry about it. That's not true. That's why configuration splitting up functionality and monitoring are equally as important as running DNSSEC. Additionally, with DNSSEC, once you've signed your zone, that is just one component of what you need to do with DNS. And you've managed your keys and all, you've made yourself a good corporate citizen. Your information coming out of you is trusted, but you also have to enable DNSSEC on your recursive resolver so that you're talking to the other, you're able to validate other DNSSEC signed responses that come into your zone.
Right, and our listeners can definitely get more information on that on the webcast that you did for this school. So, Char, as we wrap things up, what does the future hold for DNSSEC, and do you expect it to continue to evolve?
The basic tenants of DNSSEC are pretty stable now, so I'm not sure how much further they can take it. But I do believe the future, you're going to see much greater deployment of DNSSEC. The occurrence of the different cache poisoning attacks and the fact that people are now using port 53 TCP as a tunnel are going to make DNSSEC even more important, along with the monitoring and the other functions.
Great. Char, thanks so much for joining us. Your enthusiasm for DNS is quite obvious and very engaging.
Thank you.
So for more materials in our Integration of Networking and Security School, please visit certsecurity.com/guides/security school. And we have many more information security podcasts on our podcast page at certsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for joining us. I am Kara Gattin from CERT Security. Have a great day.